when I listen to it too, I listen to it out loud, and I still am hung up about like what rap I can listen to out loud and what rap I can't. And I'm like listening to the Kanye rap, and I'm like, now there's a new level of me. Like if I listen to rap, my house, my neighborhood's mostly black, so it's like when I drive around, I'm like, I still feel weird listening to rap out loud.
Yeah.
Even around white people now.
You don't want to appropriate their culture.
I just feel weird. I'm like, I just feel like a fucking idiot. And then now, like, I'll listen to the Kanye album, and I'm like, damn, is he like a traitor to these guys? Like, is it not even cool to listen to?
They see a white guy listening to Kanye West.
They'll be like, I knew it. Yeah, I wonder if he's like, I knew it. Fucking goddamn it.
God damn it.
I mean, that's probably where I got the conspiracy from. I probably overheard it in my neighborhood.
You think? Outside of a bodega. Mm-hmm.
Someone just got served an arrest warrant on my street the other day.
Really?
Yeah, they had two cars. I don't know. I was letting my dogs out. I saw a paddy wagon car blocking the street.
Who let the dogs out?
I let the dogs out. So, yeah, I saw an arrest warrant get served.
I let the dogs out. Yes, dude.
Well, dude, so I had to let my dogs out every morning. And I have like a little.
You have to do what?
I got to let my dogs out every morning.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm still on fucking Robitussin, dude. I'm chopped and screwed right now. I'm like Lil Wayne right now. I've been drinking Delsim for
But what did you do with it?
I let my dogs
out. You're such a fucking... Yes, I'm just trying to make you say let the dogs out.
In the morning, my dogs cry. They got to go to the bathroom.
Because they need
to get
out. So I
got to let the dogs out, dude.
You got to let the boys out.
But I'm always naked. So like I open my door.
You're always naked in your house?
When I sleep.
Okay.
So when I... Like my transition, I wake up and I'm like, I don't feel like throwing boxes on and getting back into bed. So I want to remain naked. So I open the door every morning. And it's like if anyone's up and about, my stairs are like elevated. So there's this like, I must be folklore around there. This weird white naked guy like pops up in the morning and hunches and is like, get out, come on, get up. Shut my door and lay back in bed.
Yes.
And sometimes there's people talking right near my fence. So I have to crouch and like push the door from the bottom.
Oh, man.
Dude, it's just so awkward. I'm like, they've definitely seen my dick before.
Really?
I mean, if you're looking out the window and you're looking like, oh, there's a guy. Oh, Jesus Christ, dick.
How does your dick look in the morning? It's usually plump in the morning.
Sometimes I give them the good one. Sometimes I give them a fucking... They see it and they go, holy shit, dude. That's when I crouch. If it's not looking nice, I crouch.
You fucking
hot. If I'm hanging, genitals. I'm like, what's up, boys?
Yeah, somebody can see this.
Yeah, it's half.
How
flags.
Are your pubes looking?
Wild, dude. I trim them with scissors like once every 3 months.
So they're... You got good bush going.
I got like Kramer hair for pubes, dude. Fucking wild.
They just slide out that door?
Yeah, it's like just Kramer. I'm all bush. I hide behind my pew. I'm like a walking bush.
That's so sick, dude.
Yeah, so I'm like folklore around my house. Like, dude, who's that weird white guy with butt pimples? I'm like, oh, fuck.
You got butt pimples?
Couple, yeah.
Ah, they're the worst.
I've always
summertime,
suffered
summer,
from...
Summertime, they pop
dude,
up a little.
I didn't get acne on my face really that much or on my back. I always had a secret life of butt pimples, dude.
Butt pimples happen.
Suck. Well, I witnessed it once. So there was a thing called Funeral for a House, where like the city... And a documentary team got together and videotaped like this house getting knocked down and then videotaped the neighborhood and they asked people like who used to live there and blah blah blah. It was next door to the house I used to live in. It was a prostitute living in there. But they like got they went back to like the old
days. You
lived
next to a prostitute.
Yeah, she was rough. She was rough. And then her daughter so she was like a literally the day I pulled up there with my brother, this lady just flashed lift her shirt up. She was like a shaped like a jelly bean, dude, and just had two just like deflated tits just hanging down.
She showed you her tits right away.
Boom, lifted her shirt, and
that's
I was
a good fucking neighbor. A lot of people I was, might bring over like a some.
She
a
just
tray
showed her
of
tits,
food.
And then
she
I pulled
just,
up, and I'm like, "Yo, I'm living right there." And she goes, "Oh, okay, my bad, sorry about that." She was just letting people
she
know
was
what was
showing the goods.
What was good? So then she lived with. She lived with this guy. I forget his name. He was like this light skinned dude, and she was convinced he was gay. So like we. She would have constant drama going on when I lived there.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I need you to take me down to Lancaster Avenue. My husband's down there. He's down there with a man. My husband's gay. I know he'd be fucking dudes. And I'm like, dude, I can't. I'm
that's
not
how you get AIDS.
It could be.
In that scenario. That's probably
way,
why she
sure.
was pissed. I mean, she's a prostitute.
She's a prostitute and she thought he was kind of, I think they were drug addicts. So I think he was turning tricks too. I think
prostitute, drugs, and a husband that's fucking men.
That's fucking full pedal.
You're up there with that fucking AIDS.
Yeah.
That's like the three.
Yeah, you're increasing your chances. You're doing like AIDS power-ups for sure.
She was ready for
it. Yeah, that's a bonus level.
She saw Philadelphia and
but
liked
this,
it.
Her daughter moved in with her. And then at the same time, their landlord died. And through like the will or the testament, they left a white Ford Explorer there. It was her landlord's car.
Nice.
Sitting on a lot next to us because we had four vacant lots next to us. And then her daughter started running tricks too, but turning tricks. But in that car was her office. So you look out and just see that fucking Explorer shaking at like, you know, 6 PM and stuff. The guy who lived there before witnessed like multiple blowjobs outside.
What?
But then whatever. But then this
where in Philly was this?
37th and Mellon, where I used to live.
Damn.
Up in West Philly. It was only like three houses on the block. Everything was knocked down. And I lived there for like 2 years when I just got out of college. I was chilling there. And then the one day, this lady's daughter, who was like the junior hooker, she smoked dust and jumped out of a third-story window. So this lady, I'm sitting in my room, I hear, oh my God. She's freaking the fuck out. And I go, so I'm like, what's the matter? She was like, my baby, that's just this and that. And then she was like, can you please take me to the hospital? And I'm like, yes, I got you. Drove her down to Penn. And she was like, thank you so much. And as she like, she went to give me a hug, kissed me square on the lips, dude, as I dropped her off. And I was like,
oh, no.
I mean, I felt so bad for the lady. So I gave her a hug. And then
this was the lady that was, wait.
The older lady who showed me her tits.
Oh, okay.
See, well, not the daughter.
The daughter had jumped out of the window somewhere else.
Somewhere in North Philly, okay. Out of like a third story window. No, I didn't see that.
Heard the news and reacted.
She's like, get me to a hospital. I think they transported her.
I thought the lady who jumped out of the third story window kissed you.
Yeah, that would have been fucking sick. No,
I was like, damn, she powered through that.
She was in a hospital in like critical condition, and then I had to drop this lady off at
the
hospital.
Did you ever find out if that lady lived?
I don't know, but then that lady, we used to call her Biggie Shorty.
She was having a good life.
We used to call her Biggie Shorty from Pootie Tang, the lady who stands at the bus stop and fucking dance. She would just stand outside and it was so funny. But yeah, so anyway, the whole point of I was telling you that, they knocked down her house after she died, and then she died not too long after.
How'd she die?
Who knows? So I was off the block by then. I moved out of the hood.
Yeah.
I was in Jersey.
How old do you think she was?
Probably like 55.
All right, so it was ripe time to die.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're running that life, 55, that's
a good
run.
She was redlining pretty fucking
hard.
That's
a good run.
Yeah, she was redlining pretty hard. But
yeah,
she,
I'll be lucky to make it to 55.
That's what I'm saying.
Just from like meat.
Yeah, from nitrates. But they ended up knocking down her house. But they had like a whole ceremony, and they had like a pastor come in, and that area was apparently part of what was called like the, I'm gonna say, promise zone by Obama, where he like promised tons of money to go into certain pockets of different cities. Which, you know, didn't really happen, but the...
It didn't happen?
I mean, I still go up there all the time to see my house.
So Obama, you think he went to the back of that?
I'm not saying he did.
You think he went into that Ford once or twice and was like, all right, I'll
You think he lost a couple bucks? No, I mean,
I think he threw that dog.
You get a government organization, you get people just start taking that money. It comes in and they're like, oh, well, we need to do this, we need to do that. And then people overinflate shit. You know, they're like, well, we got to build a new building. And people are just, dude, I knew a guy who used to work for PHA, building houses for them. And he used to order materials off of PHA's thing and have the city pay for all of his materials and then just go do a house on his own. Like, that shit's happening left and right.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's no one's money.
Yeah.
But my whole reason I told you that whole story is they had the funeral for the house. There's a preacher standing in front of the house and they're like, and this house, standing here, it's the promise zone of Obama, And I was sitting there watching it, like, and my dad just in a machine, just sitting there, ready to tear it down. I'm watching it, just like, dude, this is fucking crazy.
That is crazy.
My mom was there.
You and your family tore down the house?
My dad did, yeah. I was just there watching. My mom was there, my dad was there. My niece, I sat there and held my niece while this guy, like, did the thing.
Somebody gave the Obama speech.
Yeah, he did the Obama hall.
It's like, Obama hall.
Obama hall.
I'll save all this house, it's a promise zone.
You get it, Jeffy. Dude, you have to go like, and then Obama came down, amen, and he blessed his land, And like, dude, it's like, I've absorbed a lot of it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch. I was watching it just like, dude, this guy can say anything. And I'm just sitting here just like, this is the promise Obama zone, dude. Sick. That's fucking awesome.
Obama promised us this? That's fucking,
yeah.
It's awesome, dude.
Well, I think, yeah. So they built across the street eventually. Nice. They built like, it was just like eight Section 8 houses.
I think one of my favorite YouTube videos or vines is a black preacher at a funeral and he's holding a dove. He's like, if I had wings, I would fly like this dove. And then he throws it and it's dead and it just it just lands and all the black people are like, oh, it's so funny.
I think I saw that.
If I had wings, I would fly like this dove. He throws it, it's fucking dead. It's great.
I started selling like I'm going to do like switchblades. Bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Fidget spinners. I'm going to start selling. Yeah. I'm going to have like a convenience shop on my website.
Convenience shop. Your dude, website
how
is going to get a lot of traffic, dude.
Oh, 100%. How about the fucking shit we walked by on the way down here? We came down, coming down the street.
Oh,
there was just like a 60-year-old dude smoking a blunt with his dog and his best bitch, I'm guessing, on the front porch. And we're like, yeah, that's kind of funny. Walked by, and there was just two fucking like 40 to 50 year old guys like in a locked into a business deal, like sliding, I swear to God, sliding pennies back and forth.
Yeah, it was tough.
There was maybe 16 cents on the table. And these guys were divvying it up.
Well, dude, that's the art of the deal. Doesn't matter if it's 16 billion or 16 cents.
Apparently, I think the Dust Bowl might have hit fucking West Philadelphia.
The Dust Bowl definitely hit that block.
That was like Grapes of Wrath.
That was fucking Grapes of Wrath. Grape soda of Wrath.
Oh, man.
That was fucking Purple Drink of Wrath.
The Fanta of
and
Wrath.
And then those fucking white gypsies are moving in across the street.
Our neighborhood's
insane.
We got to
get the fuck out of here.
We're not. We're moving five houses down.
Oh, yeah. This is
yeah, we got white trash moved into the hood. We got, like, old black guys trading pennies back and forth.
You see the nipples on that dog, too?
That dog just got bred.
That was gross.
There's some puppies around there.
Good Lord.
Or that dude smoking blunts and sucking his dog's nipples.
It's actually pretty likely.
Actually, he's probably charging 5 cents to suck his dog's nipples.
Those guys are splitting money.
Those dudes down the street, they were
trying
fucking,
to get some pit bull.
They're hustling up some fucking.
They're all headed California way, dude. They're all trying to make it to the West Coast so they can pick fruit.
Dude, feeding your kids pit bull milk's how you get them jacked.
That's true.
DMX drank it, dude.
That's exactly what happened to DMX.
He drank too much pit bull milk. He got fed right out of the. He sucked right out of the nipple.
DMX is a fucking man.
He's the best.
He's a great rapper.
Dude, I had a. I went to a barbecue in the Northeast on, that must have been Monday, I guess.
You had a barbecue in Northeast Philadelphia?
Yeah, I went to a barbecue. Nice. Went to my girlfriend's hairdresser's friend's party. So it was like, everyone there was cool, but it was pretty much, the dynamic was meet a bunch of like relatively hood black people. And we played Taboo, the game, the board game, where you have to guess the word.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, it was the funniest
fucking thing
in the world, dude.
Playing Taboo with black people from the Northeast?
Dude, it was so funny.
Oh,
dude,
my God.
The one guy, it would be like, it was actually like the games were super high scoring because it was like, if you have all that slang, there's a give you
oh,
Taboo.
Oh, yeah.
You have
it's all
one
white
word,
words.
It's the one word you have to say, then there's six words you can't say.
And they're like, I don't even
and
know. Dude,
and it was just
who
like,
would say
the
that?
One was Snowman. The guy was like, Jeezy the, and everyone's like, Snowman.
Jeezy.
At one point, this guy, and dude, it was just like, it was clouds of blunt smoke. Everyone's chain smoking blunts. I brought weed gummies, so everyone's fucking stoned eating weed. Everyone ate, like, no one listened to me. I'm like, eat three. They're like, man, I'm eating six of these. I was like,
holy
all right, boys.
Fuck, dude.
Everyone's fucked up. And then, like, so we're playing, this game's progressing, and, like, the word was press. So this one dude, Abdul, he's kind of like a nerd. He, like, was up there, and he's like, yeah, like, when, like, someone comes up to you, and they'd, like, yo, man, they'd be up in there, and you'd be like, man, I ain't even on that. And everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, never mind, forget that. What do you do with a button? And no one, everyone was so confused from his original, like,
yeah, man.
You know, you hop out the whip, you're like, man, they're like, man, I don't even know. It was like, what the fuck? Everyone was so fucking stoned. It was like,
damn.
That was literally, I sat there for 2 hours. It was the funniest fucking thing I've
Holy
ever seen.
Holy fuck, dude, that would be so great.
It was the best.
Watching fucking hood black people play Taboo.
Dude, and they, dude,
they must be so good.
They were crushing.
The references, they must fucking...
It was insane, dude.
That
it
game
was like,
is that game is very white privileged. It's designed for white people to have fun.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, the word is snowman. You can't say, like, Nat King Cole. It's like, good luck.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to figure this out without saying... Yeah. Frosty the what?
Dude, it was so funny. They're like, oh, that's Jeezy the Snowman.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it was so funny.
That's awesome.
It was a blast.
That is a fucking blast,
That
dude.
Was a fucking blast. There was a couple of them. Oh, dude, then there was one. There was a lesbian there, and the word was strapless. And she's like, finally, she just stopped. She's like, all right, girls be fucking each other with these. And I was like, dildo? She's like, but with what? What do you... keep it on. I'm like, strap on. And all these dudes are looking at me. Everyone's pausing hard on me. They're like, what? Yeah, pause, bro. Pause. I'm like, strap. She's like, no strap. And I was like, strapless, dude. Got it. And I was like, sorry, guys. I watch a lot of porn.
Damn, dude. Of course, the white boy be into that freaky shit, dog. Dude, black lesbians are hilarious.
Dude, she was fucking.
Black lesbians, just their culture of that is so funny.
They're tough as fuck.
Black lesbians are able to be like, yeah, like, I just love eating pussy. Like, that's how it is.
Dude, it's so
like,
fucking
and people
nice.
Are like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you can't fucking argue it.
Yeah.
Plus, they're also, black lesbians are so fucking manly that you're
they
like.
They are, dude.
Yeah, and it's like, it's almost the point where you're like, fuck yeah, dude. Like.
They're all super mask.
They are mask.
Not
as
a lot
fuck.
Of femmes. They're,
nah, man. But, dude.
There are some hot
this
ass
goes into
femme
my,
lesbians.
This goes into my dark sexuality, but like, a lot of times when they get a hot femme, like a fucking stud, they're called studs. When like a stud, a black lesbian, you call them a stud.
Really?
Yeah, that's the word on the street for them.
All right.
Hit him with a stud. It's like, damn, man, she's a stud.
Really? They say stud?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my mom says stud.
But that's what, like, black dudes call, like, mask black lesbians are studs. Like, yeah, she's a stud. All right.
That's funny.
It's hilarious.
Should be butch, but yes.
No, it's a stud.
It was originally butch.
Yeah, I know. But stud is taking like 80s stud's surfer funny. Slang.
Yeah, stud's funny. Wow, man, what a stud, dude.
It's like, man, she's a stud. But yeah, when they have like hot fucking femme girlfriends, that's possibly something I haven't explored. I might get into.
What, studs and
admiring,
fucking...
Yeah, like studs with their hot femme girlfriends.
You should, dude.
I'm into it now. I didn't realize how hot I am for that.
No, because I don't want to see the stud. The stud is something I'm totally unattracted to.
Yeah, but dude,
a fucking tough black lesbian. I've no fucking sexual.
It's not her. You
gotta
get the whole dynamic of the whole thing.
I don't want to jerk off to that one.
Fine, I'll delve in. I'll let you know, man. I'll explore the outer stratosphere. I'll give you a report.
Yeah, what the fuck did I do this weekend? Magoobs.
Yeah,
hung out with a dog.
Hung out with the pup.
Nice. Yeah, it was nice.
Ate pussy.
Went to the pool.
You went back to the pool.
I was down.
Did you ever talk about the pool?
No.
Dude, that was the best.
The pool was fucking wild. The
pool's fucking sick.
I was down at the pool. My girlfriend's apartment complex has a nice public pool.
Yeah.
We were down there.
It's members only pool.
Members only, dude.
But it is something inherently, and dude, I'm obviously...
It's like a fucking swingers colony, dude. It's a weird...
Well, it's like a library element to the pool, because you can't have too much fun.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, it's like, it's funny, because everyone in there thinks, like, I have a pool, but it's like, no, you share a pool.
You share a pool with a bunch of weird people. Like, a bunch of weird old people.
Yeah.
Dude, I go down there during the week because I'm like, all right, everyone's at work.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm just going to go down. And it's packed.
Yeah.
It's fucking packed.
Every time someone else comes in, everyone in there is kind of like.
Stare at them. Just like, God damn it.
Get out, dude. Stop ruining my fantasy of having in a pool, dude.
Oh, fuck. Weren't we in there like making fun of them?
Yeah, I was.
I could have sworn we were in the pool just like.
I was laughing.
This
would
be nice. You could end up like this.
I know. I was like, dude, this guy. It was like some fucking fat dude, like laying like a
orange as fuck. He was full tan.
He was laying like a fat Roman lady, just like sideways in like a Chase pool lounge.
And his belly was just fucking oozing. You ever see someone real fat lay on their side and their belly just fucking lays out, dude? I mean, mine does. It's very funny to do that. To lay on your side.
He was laying, like, seductively.
He looked very seductive.
He was, like, one leg up, and he's laying on his side. I'm like, damn, dude, these guys made it. In my head, I'm like, well, I don't even have a fucking pool
to
share.
That was the first time I got a fat sunburn.
Oh, yeah.
That was my first real fat sunburn.
What was that? You had underneath your tits was white.
Underneath your tits is white.
Yeah.
The top of your tits are red. And then just the top middle part of your belly is red. Everything else, like the under your tits is shaded, and then the rest of your belly is shaded.
So
the protruding gut,
and the protruding tits get like nose level sunburn.
The top of your paunch is red.
It gets like nose level sunburn.
Yeah. My tits got fucked. Well, I mean, I haven't fucking been shirtless in the sun. I'm not a fucking psycho.
I got crushed.
I'm still recovering. I'm still recovering. I got fucking hives from it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got fucking like sun poisoning on my shoulder. And then at the beach, I got it.
Fuck. That's weird how your nose gets more sunburnt than the rest of your body.
Why?
It's only an inch sticks out from your face. My nose gets
fried. Yeah, but it's facing upwards. I mean, at an angle.
You think?
Yeah, for sure. That's why your nose gets crushed.
I think it's closer to the sun.
No, that's what the fuck?
That's why you're burnt.
No, it's at an angle. It's the same reason the bottom of your feet get fucking murdered.
But
Your nose is at an angle.
Not mine, dude. I'm not gay.
Your nose is at an angle.
My nose is down.
Guaranteed my nose is way flatter than yours. I have a very flat fucking face. Also, top of my forehead.
That'll get fucked. Oh, dude, you ever have a
receding hairline?
Yeah.
I have a receding hairline, and that part's
sun's creeping in there.
Crushed. It hurts, dude.
I know.
That part.
I've gotten that.
Oh. Well, anyway.
I buzzed my head and got cooked.
Is this a hot cast,
it's
or are you and me just talking back and forth
to
each other?
Cast,
we're just catching up.
This is what a podcast is.